Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk to Dr. McKenna Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. B.B. Hello, welcome to Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. B. True. It is Cut the Shock Entertainment Report's 13th birthday, not 12th. So happy birthday to Cut the Shock Entertainment Report. It's been a blast. It's been a journey. And thank you for your support. Those of you that have been listening since March 10th, 2011, and those that are newbies, thank you so much for your love. Thank you for your continued support globally. And it's spring break weekend kickoff for many. So enjoy yourself. Enjoy your spring break. If you're staying home or if you're out traveling and visiting beach places or wherever. I know many people here in Jackson City are going to New Orleans or doing their own staycations and events or just, preparing for spring cleaning and all that, which is always a hot topic here on Culture Shock Entertainment Report since 2011. So it's been a popular show to discuss spring cleaning. Always, I've been resharing throwback episodes to celebrate the birthday of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And one episode that I have shared have been spring cleaning episode from 2011. And it is Barbie's birthday, 65. So happy birthday to Barbie. A lot of things going on, good things, always dealing with, oh my God, bad news, negative news, but it's a lot of exciting things going on too in the midst of chaos. So our presidential candidates for the Republican Party and Democratic Party are out campaigning in Georgia. So big shout out to them. Big shout out to No Label. If you all haven't heard, we made a decision to move forward with the unity ticket. I mentioned it during our last broadcast. So I told you all globally you would know what we would be doing. And so, I can't say much, but media, public, after next week, we can speak publicly about what's going on with No Labels. From the top of the top to all the members, we can speak publicly because we will be breaking more news, global news. So I can't tell you all that much. We won't be so secretive anymore because honestly, we don't know what's going on. The world will know, you all know now, that we are pursuing a unity ticket. And we don't have a candidate now, but we will be announcing the more information. And that's all I can say, honestly, and that's the truth. So we're just praying for America and praying for the world. Praying for President Biden, praying for former President Trump, praying for No Labels and other independents that have their hats in the ring, praying for us all to really pretty much come together across the political aisle and do what's right, you know, because the whole world is watching, because it's very important what's going on in America and what's going on internationally with our relationship with our global community. And I thank you, global listeners, for your love and support. Definitely. Thank you. We're all in this together. So that's what I can say. And you know, it's important to know what's going on with the third parties, with No Labels, and what's going on with Kennedy and Cornel West and all the others. It's important to know what's going on. So on during the last episode, I talked about the importance of research and knowing agendas and platforms. You know, so it's important to know what's going on within your own party, and it's important to know what's going on in other parties and what are the agendas and the platforms of others. And it would not have come to this, honestly, I can say this, if one or both of the candidates say, hey, we want to collab and we will adopt and incorporate our common sense policy playbook into our platform, into our agenda, we will shake hands with you all and make more bipartisan decisions. But did that happen? I can't hear in both candidates' speeches that they do. I can hear some of the language of common sense. But, I mean, if one or both of them had said, we will put some of, or all, most of common sense policy playbook in our platform, in our planning, it would not have come to this. But I think I can say it. I'm one of those that voted yes. Let's push forward. I'm one of those that voted yes. I can say that, I believe. And so I'm going to leave it at that. And obviously, the majority rule, and that's why we have our national convention chairperson, well, the great and awesome former Democratic two-term mayor of Dallas, announced to the world our decisions. And Ryan, you know, so a big shout out to our co-founders and our top leaders and all the fellow members and co-chairs and national co-chairs around the country. A big shout out to, I'm not the only co-chair in the state of Mississippi, so a big shout out to my fellow co-chairs also. With their permission, I will say their name, but I won't say their name. And No Labels will be coming on the show. They have told me that we will come on. So I'm looking forward to my colleagues and my peers to come on and we talk about what we're doing. And I am super excited, being a member since 2011, 13 years, and it was created in 2010. So I'm super excited to see this grassroots organization that I joined in 2011 get global attention. And we are transparent. We are transparent. We have no hidden agendas. Because honestly, sometimes I feel like I need to call security, because some of my loved ones and friends, they get hot-headed and think, oh, this is just a Trump machine. It's not a Trump machine. It's not a Biden. We're not trying to be a spoiler for anything. So it's about putting the country first, putting people before politics, before special interests. And that goes on all levels, from our city government, our county government, our state government, And because it is a presidential election year, focus on, and look, that's who operate our purse strings, not only just for America, but for the world. So it's important for us to put our country first, put us, we the people first. So keep your ears and eyes open. I have re-shared some articles and some stories that have come out also on my social media. So keep your ears and eyes open, you know, not just for the main, you know, keep your ears and eyes open. You know, we all are, right? So enough of that, and I'll let the awesome song Moogify continue to play. And just a big shout out to the right here, my listeners right here in the state of Mississippi, Texas, all around the country, my global listeners. Thank you, thank you. Cousin Linda will be with us on tomorrow. So you know she have a lot to say and tell us about what's been going on in her life and what, where she and her friends have are eating today. I know, but I'm not saying anything. I'll let her tell you all. Super excited for tomorrow's show. Big shout out to the Oscar, everybody involved with the Oscars and the nominations and production teams and all that. So, and I must admit, I'm behind on movies. I must admit, I'm not going to even fake it. Like, I'm up on the movies because I'm not. But big shout out to all everybody involved and fellow supporters of the Oscars. Big shout out. So thank you for being a part of the show, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Email cultureshockent@gmail.com. 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 The other email address is still valid and effective also. I check it too. So that's CultureShock, CultureShockEnt_Beth@yahoo.com. If you send emails there, it's still good. I just have a new email address that's specifically for the podcast, everything that deals with the podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You can chat. You can. Yeah, you can chat. And you can call in if you would like. We have a new dial-in number also. The new dial-in number is 563-99-3426. I want to try to open the chat. Yeah. It's open. The chat room is open. So, listeners, you can chat with me in the chat room also. Thank you. And those of you that need to spring forward like we do here in Mississippi, there's like a certain area in the states that do not spring forward or fall back, right? Is it like in Arizona or somewhere? A big shout-out, too, to Blog Talk Radio staff. Fellow podcasters, a big shout out to Pastor Dunn, Junior CEO. He had texted me on last evening, letting me know about his shows and broadcasts. So a big shout out to him. If he doesn't call in today, hopefully he will call in tomorrow. And all of you, invite you to call in and chat in the chat room. So here's Moogify. Zen Man, Moogify. Thank you, Pixie Bees, for that awesome, awesome song. Yeah, I was checking out the techno music at Pixie Bee, and that just stood out to me. So we're springing forward. Most of Americans are springing forward. So looking at an article from USA Today, written by Emily DeLetter, the question is, what time does daylight saving time start? What is it? When to spring forward this weekend? This Sunday, the majority of Americans will spring forward and set their clocks ahead an hour, losing an hour of sleep. As the, I'm on five, so let me pause a second. Losing an hour of sleep as the annual tradition of daylight saving time begins for the year. Daylight saving time will end for 2024 in November when we set our clocks back and gain an extra hour of sleep. You know, spring forward and fall back. That's a good way to remember that. The time adjustment affects the daily lives of hundreds of millions of Americans, prompting clock changes, contributing to less sleep in the days following, and, of course, later sunsets. I just heard a story about how, even think about your pet, because the pets, we humans, we aren't the only ones that feel it, but the pets also wonder, like, what's going on, you know, when they're, like, set to eat at a certain time or just set in a schedule. So, like, help your pets adjust to the new time also. So I just heard a story on WYAB, I think it was CBS News, discussing that topic. The time adjustment affects the daily lives of hundreds of millions of Americans, prompting clock changes, contributing to less sleep in the days following, of course, later sunset. These disruptions may have contributed to public sentiment souring on the time change in recent years, but legislative moves to do away with the daylight saving time have stalled in Congress. Even ahead of the time change on Sunday, there are already cities in every continental U.S. time zone that are reporting sunset times after 6 p.m. as the Earth and the Northern Hemisphere begins to tilt toward the sun and summer approaches. Here's everything you need to know about the start of daylight saving time. Daylight saving time and kids sleep. That's another article that you all, those of you with kids, check out this article about how to help your children adjust to their sleep schedules also. What is daylight saving time? Daylight saving time is the time between March and November when most Americans adjust their clocks by 1 hour. We lose an hour in March as opposed to gain an hour in the fall to accommodate for more daylight in the summer evening. When we fall back, like I was just saying, in November, it's to add more daylight in the morning. In the Northern Hemisphere, the vernal equinox is March the 19th, marking the start of spring season. Yay! What does daylight saving time begin in 2024? Daylight saving time will begin for 2024 on Sunday, March the 10th. At 2 a.m. local time, when our clocks will move forward an hour, part of the twice annual time change that affects most, but not all Americans. So, there's even a little thing about a dog answer. Dogs weigh in on daylight saving time. I eat 1 hour later. That's a hard no from me. So, remember, also adjust your pets too. Daylight saving time will end for the year at 2 a.m. local time on Sunday, November the 3rd, when we fall back and gain an extra hour of sleep. Next year, it will begin again on Sunday, March the 9th. Daylight savings time. Is daylight savings time ending permanently? The push to stop changing clocks was put before Congress in the last couple of years. And the U.S. Senate unanimously approved the Sunshine Protection Act in 2022. a bill that would make daylight saving time permanent. Although the Sunset Protection Act was passed unanimously by the Senate in 2022, it did not pass in the U.S. House of Representatives and was not signed into law by President Joe Biden. A 2023 version of the act remained idle in the Congress as well. Does every state observe daylight saving time? No, that was my thing, that what I mentioned earlier. Not all states and U.S. territories participate in daylight saving time. Hawaii and Arizona, I thought Arizona, with the exception of the Navajo Nation, do not observe daylight saving time. Because of its desert climate, Arizona doesn't follow daylight saving time. After most of the U.S. adopted the Uniform Time Act, the state figured that there wasn't a good reason to adjust clocks to make sunset occur an hour later during the hottest months of the year. There are also five other U.S. territories that do not participate either: American Samoa, Guam, Northern Mariana Islands, Puerto Rico, U.S. Virgin Islands. The Navajo Nation, which spans Arizona, Utah, and New Mexico, does follow daylight saving time. Hawaii is the other state that does not observe daylight saving time because its proximity to the equator. There is not a lot of variance between hours of daylight during the year. So that's the 411 on from USA Today regarding daylight savings time. And we will talk more about bringing forward daylight savings time. So I'm putting it on my new Bethany Williams Facebook page. So thank you to those of you that have sent me friend requests also on my new page. And I also have a new YouTube channel that's connected to the show and other things that I do, you know, in being Beth Life. So it's Beth Be True. My original YouTube channel is Culture Shock Inc., KULTESHOKENT. And my new one that I have is Beth Be True. So that's my new YouTube channel. So I appreciate you all supporting me throughout social media, also in, you know, Instagram and TikTok and all of that good stuff. So that is from USA Today. So, yeah, I thought Arizona, if Pastor Dunn Jr., CEO, would call in, he can tell us so a little bit about what's going on in Arizona, if in his area they participate or not. I think in his area, Mesa, yeah, I think they participate in daylight savings time. So here's another article from CBS News. The two states that don't do daylight savings and how they get rid of time changes for good. This is from CBS News. As 2024's daylight saving time starts, most of the U.S. will change the time on clocks. But there are two states and several territories do not observe daylight savings time. Come Sunday, people across the country will move clocks forward an hour and lose an hour of sleep. Daylight saving time ends with clocks moving back an hour on November the 3rd. The twice annual clock change isn't observed everywhere in the U.S. Full states and territories that do daylight savings. So, according to the Department of Transportation, which oversees the nation's time zones, there are two states and five USA territories that do not observe daylight saving time. Arizona, I need to drink some water. Arizona, with the exception of the Navajo Nation, Hawaii, American Samoa, Guam, Northern Mariana Islands, Puerto Rico, U.S. Virgin Islands. Why doesn't every state have daylight saving time? daylight saving time was enacted as a legal requirement by the Uniform Time Act of 1966, according to the Bureau of Transportation Statistics. Under the Act, states can exempt themselves from daylight saving time. They do not require permission from the Department of Transportation to opt out from daylight saving time. While states can opt out of observing daylight saving time, they cannot choose to be on permanent daylight saving time. States also cannot independently change time zones or the length of daylight saving time, which is determined by the federal government. The states and territories that have chosen to opt out of daylight saving have done so for a variety of reasons. Arizona made a decision not to observe daylight saving time in 1968. That's my birth year, according to the state library. The state made a decision based on the hotter temperatures and desert climate in Arizona. CBS affiliate KOLD reported. When the clock spring forward, sunset is an hour later. That would keep people in the state out later during hot months. It also affects energy costs, KOLD reported. The reason for this is the longer the sun was up at night when everyone was home, the more energy households would use during the hot summers, according to KOLD. Arizona Rep. Debbie Lesko addressed the issue in a 2022 congressional hearing. In Arizona, it is very hot in the summer. In fact, a lot of our workers that work on rooftops, doing new roofs, are on the highway. They actually work in the middle of the night because it is too hot, Lesko said. And so anytime you change anything to Arizona, Arizonians are going to be upset, and it will have consequences that people from the East Coast may not think about. The Navajo Nation, which spans parts of Arizona, Utah, and New Mexico, does follow daylight saving time. Hawaii, according to CBS affiliate KGMB, Hawaii's officials in 1967 determined that the state didn't need to disrupt its schedule to account for changes in daylight. Hawaii's proximity to the equator means it gets enough sunlight through the day regardless of the time of year. Fighting in clock changes. A 2022 CBS News YouGov poll found that nearly 80% of Americans supported changing the current system. The idea of permanently shifting an hour of daylight from the morning to evening appealed to 46% of Americans, while 33% wanted the clock to run out on daylight saving time. Given the dislike of time changes, several states across the U.S. have tried to end daylight saving or adopt it permanently. In Massachusetts, state officials in October heard testimony this October on two bills, one that aims to make daylight saving time permanent and another that will end daylight saving time and restore standard time year-round. There have also been federal efforts around changing daylight saving under a 2022 bill. We stalled in the House. Daylight saving time would have been made permanent. The bill was reintroduced in 2023 and is still in committee. So this article, this story is from CBS News. Avza Chasen is a digital producer at 60 Minutes and CBSNews.com. She has previously written for outlets including PIX 11 News, the New York Daily News, Inside Edition, and DNA Info. Aliza covers trending news, often focusing on crime and politics. So that was a pretty good story also. So you can find it on my newest Bethany Williams Facebook page. And how you can find that page is there's a microphone in the main profile picture and then a picture of me on the bigger profile. And the original Bethany Williams is an avatar of me wearing Dallas Mavericks gear. So thank you for those of you that have already sent me like a many friend requests on my new Facebook page and support me throughout social media and the show also. So remember to email. Email me any topic ideas, letting us know what's going on in your world, in your part of the world. Also, remember to send awesome music to add to the playlist. Also, awesome music. And we'd love for you to come on the show and discuss your business, discuss your music, discuss what's important to you. This is an entertainment lifestyle show, and it's important for us to open up. And I've been seeing this also all over media and podcasts and radio, print. A lot of people are lonely. So, you know, let's talk about that. You know, we're here for one another, right? So let's reach out to one another and defeat that loneliness. But again, a big shout out to the top listening countries around the world. You know, I like to shout out the top listening countries, my own native United States, Finland, a big shout out to Finland, Germany, big shout out to Brazil, Turkey, China. Yeah, China's been staying on it. Big shout out to Canada. Big shout out to the UK. Just, you know, big shout out to everyone listening from big cities, country towns, villages, beaches, islands. Those of you that are working in space, thank you for listening on the space station and wherever. Oh, we have a lot to talk about regarding not only UFOs, but also right before the show, I was listening to, what is that show about black holes, about space? I love to listen to that show on here in Mississippi, it's on WOYB. But right before the show, the host mentioned how space tourism is really becoming a thing. So we got to talk about, you know, the space. We got to talk about space. We got to talk about UFOs. We got to talk about space programs. We got to talk about what's happening in the private sector regarding space tourism. In the very near future, we need to talk about that. So not just in Hot Topics, but let it be a headline story to discuss. So yesterday we didn't air Foodie Friday. So you know, tomorrow, Cousin London and I definitely will be talking about food. And we can talk about food right now, too, during this broadcast. So right now we have another hour of show. So remember, you can call in the new number. It's a new number, 563-999-3426. And it, because Linda used to think we didn't have a lot of listeners, but we do. But feel free to call in. I'm in the chat room also. And it's surprising when people say, hey, I've been listening to you all a long time. Like, yeah. I wish, like, they show the stats and the numbers for our worldwide listeners. I wish that some way Blog Talk Radio can implement, we can see all the number of listeners from the various states here in America. That would be cool. That would definitely be cool. looking at spring break and looking at spring break calendars. Spring break isn't everywhere, and even you know, some it ranges from, because I know some people might be wondering, like, well, is it all the same? Spring break, sometimes it varies. Like this week is spring break here in Jackson, Mississippi, Mississippi, and many other places. But then also some people are taking their spring break up until the end of the month. So it just depends. It's spring break season, spring season, it's travel season, spring and summer. So this pretty much is a time for kids to take a break. Take a break. So I'm looking at pictures of Miami Beach, spring break. Here's a story about things to do during spring break. But who really, you know, it's a given. Enjoy yourself, right? So things to do during spring break. Let's see. I'm just glancing through, looking at some of these. Oh, and a big, it is, we talked about it being Women's History Month, but also a big shout out to fellow women, because yesterday was International Women's Day, and so it's International Women's Day weekend, so big shout out. Big shout out to fellow women. So let's see. I had certain stories pulled up. Wow. So it's kind of amazing that Miami, I'm seeing a story from New York Times about how Miami, because, you know, I know the past few years, it's been like, even during this, like during the pandemic, it's been like, right after the pandemic, it was over and they lighten up on restrictions. It seemed like it was like some craziness going on that Miami was not used to. And this is from the New York Times. Miami Beach is done with spring breakers. It's not us, it's you. This weekend and next, Miami Beach visitors will face extraordinary measures meant to heed off disorderly crowds, including bag checks at beach entrances and closed parking garages. I know I've seen a lot of stories regarding that, but also they're preparing also for awesome time. So this is a money-making time of the year for even the state of Mississippi. I mean, we get a lot of tourism here, especially in Biloxi and New Orleans and other cities in Mississippi. And visitmississippi.com and visit Jackson also and get your tourism guide and look at the digital copy too, because it's like to do in Mississippi too. More than two decades ago, Wayne Jones traveled to Daytona Beach, then Florida spring break Mecca, not to party but to study. This is from the New York Times. His boss at the Miami Beach Police Department, where he was a young officer, wanted to know how Daytona managed his famously rowdy crowds. Maybe Miami Beach, which had its own unruly scene every year of Memorial Day weekend, could learn a thing or two. Officer Jones is now Chief Jones of the Miami Beach Police, and Memorial Day is no longer the city's main concern. His most urgent task is bringing order to the weeks in March when Miami Beach gets inundated with spring breakers, a month-long slog that has become a thorn in the city's side. Last year, the police made more than 500 arrests and confiscated more than 100 guns over the spring break period. But Chief Jones has high expectations. This is going to be the best spring break ever, he said in a recent interview at his South Beach office. I can feel it in my bones. It was a bold declaration in a city where fretting over spring break has become a year-round affair.
with each new wave of politicians and administrations vowing to be the ones who finally get the season under control. And there's a nice picture of him also. That would mean avoiding shootings like the ones that killed two people over a single weekend last year. Yeah, that's heartbreaking. But how far to go to secure the city as a huge number of visitors arrived there in March has long been a matter of debate, with some tactics drawing charges of racism and lawsuits over civil rights and over policing. Some 25 years ago, Miami Beach became a destination for young black visitors over the Memorial Day weekend. I've only been to Miami once, and that was like 25. That was in the 90s. That was like 97, 96. Ironically stayed at the Doral Hotel, which is Donald Trump's hotel. My boyfriend at the time had a meeting with Donald Trump. I didn't meet Donald. Weird, because I had, I've always like studied Donald Trump, but I wasn't interested in meeting him at that time. I was interested in finding Princess Glam Slam with my late brother-in-law and my mentor Tommy's brother, who he and his wife, who is a longtime veteran police officer. She hasn't retired recently. I need to say hello to them. But I was interested in, seeing family and finding Glam Slam, but we never did find Glam Slam. So, I've only been in Miami once, and then at one time I wanted to stay, no joke. So I'm looking forward to visiting Miami and North Florida, Bahamas again. Matter of fact, you hear me talking to Cousin London about I would love to have a second home in North Florida. But back to the story. After several violent incidents over 25 years ago, some 25 years ago, Miami Beach became a destination for young black visitors over the Memorial Day weekend, as clubs held hip-hop events that collectively became known as Urban Beach Week. Yeah, after several violent incidents over the year, Atlanta used to be a big deal to go on spring break. And now, oh my God, that documentary is out about Freakniks and all that. But Atlanta's probably still a popular place to go. But so many people go to Vegas now, Dallas, Galveston Island, like I said, Biloxi, because there's casinos lined up and down. Because I even suggested on Instagram to Nurseret, he got open a place here in Mississippi, like in the tourism designation, like in Biloxi, here on Ires, Vicksburg. There are places that would be amazing that he can open, even in Meridian. It would be hot to open. Honestly, I know, bring jobs to Jackson. The Marriott Hotel needs to be reopened as a new hotel with new restaurants in it. I'm just saying, but let me stay on track with this story. So 25 years ago, Miami Beach became a destination for young black visitors over the Memorial Day weekend as clubs held hip-hop events that collectively became known as Urban Beach Week. They have black film festivals in Miami, too. After several violent incidents over the years, including some involvement in excessive use of force by police, the city in 2017 brought in more family-friendly annual March events, the Hyundai Air and Sea Show, that shifted some black tourism to spring break. Since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, unwillingly crowds have flocked to the city for spring break. Miami Beach imposed emergency midnight curfews in 2023 and 2022, and especially contentions, 8 p.m. curfew in 2021. Yeah, I know after the pandemic, didn't have been hearing about those curfews. A new mayor commission elected to nonpartisan seats in November after a campaign cycle dominated by public safety issues took a more aggressive back. Miami Beach is breaking up with spring break, the city announced in a social media all this week. This isn't working anymore. It begins, and it's not us, it's you. Idea of a good time is relaxing on the beach, right, hitting up the spa, right, or checking out a new restaurant, right, and shopping. People say in the air from various spots in Miami Beach, you just want to get drunk in public and ignore laws. Look, it sounds like they want to, you know, my friends like to go to New Orleans for, you know. But then be behave, you know, not get in trouble and get locked up and get in trouble with the cops. So Miami had turned into a new Orleans, sound like. This weekend and next, typically the peak times for crowds, Miami Beach visitors should prepare for extraordinary measures, including DUI checkpoints, bag checks at the beach entrances and potential curfews. Beach access would be restricted after 6 p.m. Wow. With no one allowed on after 10 p.m. Sidewalk tables and chairs would be banned from the many cafes along Ocean Drive. Wow. Public parking garages on South Beach will be closed except for residents and permanent holders. A garage on 42nd Street north of the spring break hub will charge a flat rate of $100. Wow. We've had enough, Mayor Stephen Miner said at a news conference. Wow, I'm telling the city's campaign. In a change for the liberal Miami Beach, whose past mayors have been outspoken critics of state leaders. Mr. Miner, who leans more conservative than his predecessors, has sought support from Governor Ron DeSantis, a Republican. Mr. DeSantis traveled to Miami Beach on Tuesday and flamed by law enforcement officers, said to send state troopers to assist with the crackdown. We welcome people to come and have a good time, Mr. DeSantis said. What we don't welcome is criminal activity. What we don't welcome is mayhem. Mr. DeSantis said 140 troopers will be deployed across the state to help keep spring break season peaceful, including to Fort Lauderdale, Daytona Beach, and Panama City Beach. 45 of them will help direct traffic, fly drones, and use license plate readers on causeways in Miami Beach. Whoa! Look, a lot of the locals are going to, like, stay in. I already know this. Many of the troublemakers in past years have been residents of Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties who tend to drive onto the barrier island at night, Chief Jones said. Keon Hardeman, a Miami-Dade County Commissioner, said that Miami Beach is doing it wrong by imposing heavy-handed rules on events such as music festivals and ticketed reentry. But they're trying to save lives because, you know, two people killed last year was two people too many. What you're telling people is you're not welcome here, and that's the antithesis to a community that's built on tourism, he said. Well, Jackson used to be a booming city where people love to come, but we got to get, and they're working on getting that crime down. But unruliness, that's why you've been hearing about certain, like, debates between Capitol Police and Jackson Police, because we had a situation happen with some teens at a Mudbug Festival, and, you know, shots was flung out and all that. So that's all of that started. One, safety for people not to get injured and hurt and robbed and carjacked and all of that. So until they can get this under control, Miami, I'm sure they will lighten things up. But got to get things under control. And if it can happen to those two people last year, it can happen to anybody. you don't think that you're immune to it. And so when you go and have fun, that's in any city, you want to come back alive. So they just don't want any lost lives and don't want any horrible things to happen. That's just my opinion, my share. The people who are coming during this time happen to be people who look like me, added Mr. Hardiman, who is black. He said that he would be equally upset if he felt another such set of visitors were being targeted. To single out this sort of crowd during these times and say you're welcome to them, but putting these sort of heavy-handed measures in place, he said, I think it is disingenuous. Joshua Wallach, the chief operating officer of Mango's Tropical Cafe on Ocean Drive, said he was glad to see the city trying to something new, though he expects businesses to suffer. He was grateful that cars would still be allowed on Ocean Drive since past closures had led to chaotic street parties. Stop turning the whole place into a schoolyard full of children that at 3 o'clock in the morning get into fist fights. Hey there, my neighbor's pup. Hey there, baby boy. I'm doing my podcast. Into fist fights because they're drunk and high, he said. Marilyn Frederick, who lives in the Sunset Harbor neighborhood of South Beach, somewhat removed from the party, and called closing the garages a great idea. The last few years, it has become a chaos, a free-for-all, she said. In a divided vote last month, Miami Beach Commissioner repealed a 2015 ordinance that gave police officers the discretion to issue civil citations for possession of up to 40 grams of marijuana instead of arresting people for it. Chief Jones said officers had broadly used the citation option. Commissioner Tanya K. Batt was one of the several votes against the repeal, citing concerns about the racial disparities. Statistically, black and brown people get arrested and go to jail for weed, and white people with more money and more access to lawyers do not, she said. None of the city's commissioners are black. Chief James, the city's first black police chief, who began his career as a bicycle cop, said his officers' police conduct bad behavior, not race nor color. He said he may even hop on a bike and do a little patrolling himself. I'm hypersensitive being a black man into race and policing, he said. Arrest for us is not the first option. How does he think this year big law enforcement display will go over? It's not a concern as long as people are safe, Chief Jones said. As long as we have no shootings. See, they just want to save lives. As long as we have no homicide, I think we're okay. I'm okay being told you're over-policing it. If no one gets hurt and no one dies, he's added, that is a win. So I had no idea the police chief was going to say that. I had not read that article. I put an article up during the show. So that's what I see. They don't want to lose any lives. Last year, to lose two lives was too many. So, in other words, take your rightness. That's what he's saying elsewhere, but not to Miami. You know, you want to party, have some clean fun. And that's in any city. I mean, no city wants that. Miami, New Orleans, Jackson, Dallas, New York, Los Angeles, Minneapolis. Who wants unruliness? So, you know, go have fun, but who wants to get in trouble with the law, or who wants to get put in a body bag? You want to have good, clean fun and maybe wake up with a hangover, right? So are full from eating too much food or like looking crazy because you've maxed out your credit cards, but not anything that's very irresponsible, as in getting in trouble with the law or losing your life or been a part of someone losing their life. You want to have good, clean fun. So I think Keith Jones, he's setting a good example. He's making Miami Beach a model city. Our police chief, Joseph Wade, has been working on effective ways. He and the law enforcement officers and our state, even our state, our governor and our mayor, and you all know that they disagree on things, but they have come together recently in the past month, had a press conference together to work on this crime, bringing our law enforcement officers on all levels together. So what Police Chief Jones in Miami Beach is doing is amazing and is definitely been a model for other cities, such as my city of Jackson and cities like Dallas, and from small cities to big cities. He's setting a good example of how to manage when special events and events are happening in the city. And it's good to say, to be told you're over-policing, then instead, like here in Jackson, we're getting there, but we're understaffed. And so it's good to be told you're over-policing, and good to even hear the police chief might even get back on the bike how he started his career. So it's good. That is a compliment that he's over-policing. It's better than, they're understaffed. They don't have enough cops on their team. I would love to see our police chief partner up with him regarding what's going on here in the city of Jackson, Mississippi. But, yeah, that's an amazing thing right there. Because, we want everybody to have fun. And, if you're staying at home or if you're traveling, be safe. Be safe on the spring break. So right now we have less than an hour left to broadcast. Might cut it short. You can call in again. Again, it's a new number. So it's 563-999-3426. 563-999-3426. 563-999-3426. So, on Friday, through Friday, I did have in the description that we'll talk about our favorite spring food. And, each season we get excited for whatever food we like during that season. I look forward to eating ice cream. I think I finally beat it where I want, because, you all, I'm really managing
my weight, getting back to my normal me, not fluctuating, you know, going up and down with my weight. I don't know how much I weigh right now, but I started the Salt Bae diet back in June, and it is amazing. It's an intermediate diet. And I am a person that fasts, but look, I fast all the time anyway, so my weight still will fluctuate, but it hasn't fluctuated. I've been pretty consistent with getting healthier. So that's another thing, too, those of you that haven't scheduled your annual exams, I need to schedule mine, so let's schedule our annuals. So I'm looking at food and wine, and it's from last year. But some of the foods that they say are popular, there are some recipes in this article, and I'm going to share it. But, I like certain fruits and vegetables and, like I said, certain beverages, teas and punches, ice cream. I know some of you probably say, what's your favorite ice cream? I like chocolate chip cookie dough. I like vanilla. I like chocolate. I like chocolate swirl. My late mother used to love, what is that, pecan? That's Steve Harvey's favorite. Pecan walnut ice cream, Neapolitan. I like that ice cream, too. That was a favorite of hers. But I'm looking at food and wine from last year, and I'm just going to go down the list of some of the seasonal recipes. And I'm going to share it on my Facebook, too, because the recipes are actually in the article. Pea soup with garlic cream and nettles, spinach and green pea empanadas, green vegetable stew. I love stews and soups. Roasted radishes with the radish greens, garlic rub pork shoulder with spring vegetables. That's a favorite of mine. Short ribs with mushrooms and spring vegetables. Yes. Spring panzanella with asparagus, morel and asparagus salad with frisée and butter lettuce, beer braised chicken stew with fava beans and peas, pea kasame with mint. Spring lettuce salad with roasted asparagus. Sauteed radishes with orange butter. Spiced rhubarb soup with vanilla ice cream. Fava bean pasta. E fagioli. Did I say that right? It looks good. Farm salad with radishes, snap peas, olives, and pecorino. Strawberry buttermilk cobbler, roasted ruby anchovies with parsley and mint, ricotta flavored toast, fava toast, rhubarb and currant mostarda, garganelli with speck peas and scallop cream, roasted asparagus and mushrooms, wine poached strawberries and apricots. Yummy. Green gem salad with soft herbs and labuche toast. All the dishes look great. So I am, grilled guff shrimp with sweet corn cordialis. I need to get my eyes fixed too. But I'm resharing this right now on my newest Facebook page. 24 seasonal recipes for the springtime. And it's from food. Hopefully I shared it. I will share it. I just tried to share it and something else popped up. Wait a second. Post for the show popped up. So let me see if it's. So I have to reshare it.
the way I intended, but I have to redo it because it did not. But I get it up, don't you fret. I was trying to do the show, but I also don't want to accidentally interrupt the live broadcast. Okay, so we have about 44 minutes. I might end the show in about 10 minutes.
see. Trying to start an audio regarding the Oscars. I'll go over the list of the Oscar nominees tomorrow when Kevin Linda and I are on. But I was attempting to play an audio. I am attempting. So, save it for tomorrow when we go down the list of Oscar nominees. Let's see. Yeah, so I was attempting to play a little snippet. But again, thank you for tuning in to the broadcast. Spring break weekend. Spring forward weekend. Culture Shock Entertainment Report 13th birthday weekend. Birthday month. Super excited for. So, yes. And there's a lot of stories of, you know, Mike Tyson's coming out of retirement to do a fight. There's a lot of entertainment celeb news, you know, Cousin Linda and I will talk about on tomorrow. And remember, you can call in. But check the schedule because shows are up on the schedule. And they will air on the time that they're supposed to air also. So don't fret. Unless there's something beyond my control where it doesn't air. But believe me, you, the shows will air at the times that are on schedule. And you will see a new time schedule if it changes. But it's pretty much inked in. It's not penciled in. It's inked in of the show times and dates and all of that. Really do appreciate you and thank you for your listenership. Let's see. Remember to email at CultureShock, KULTRESHOKENT media at gmail.com. KULTRESHOKENT media at gmail.com. Thank you for your positive vibes and your prayers and the love that you send me. And thank you for accepting my prayers and the positive vibes that I send you all and Cousin Linda and I. Then you all, thank you. Definitely feel your prayers. Definitely feel the positivity and the encouragement. Really appreciate you for the love, for the support, and the listenership 13 years. Thank you. Thank you for support throughout social media and in person. Thank you. Sending out love and prayers to family and friends near and far, to the listening community, to fans, to my colleagues in the Avon community, to my Avon coaches, Mala Grossman, her husband, in Florida, to the No Labels family, to family, friends, peers, classmates, and all. Just a big shout out. You know who you are. God knows who you are. You know, if I could name everybody, I would. You know, oh my God, that it's a long, long list, right? So thank you to the strangers that pray for me. Do you pray for strangers? People that you don't even know, you see them like, oh, I need to pray for him. I need to pray for her. Thank you. Thank you for your love and for your support and praying for me. Thank you for my prayer partners and my prayer family, Cathedra Amy Zion, Pastor Gary Adams Sr. and First Lady, Mrs. Janice Adams, Powerhouse Ministries, the churches and Living Water Family Church in Dallas, also Prophet Anthony Friday Sr., First Lady, Dr. Mrs. Emma, Missionary Jacqueline Bolden, her husband, Tabernacle Ministries. She oversees the prayer line. Yes. Pastor Billy and Linda Gooch, BLG Ministries, my president, association president. I just thank you all. Thank you all. Everybody, Evangelist Perez,
So I'm going to put on some music, you all. Because someone, I need to talk with someone right quick. So I'm going to put some more music back on, and we have about 30 more minutes, and we'll conclude the show. I am.
Thank you.
should have been the morning. Yeah, it's going to be early, like 3.
Yeah, I had checked the weather. The sun supposed to be out. It didn't come out today.
Oh, I heard that.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go now. I'll see you a little later.
Okay.
Go on, cook whatever you want. I hope I can get some grocery Monday. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hello. I see what you're saying now.
I see what you're saying now. That water can be like that.
I know.
I'll look at it in the morning.
But it don't look like it's coming.
Right.
It's past, so I don't know what's going on. But I see what you're saying. That doesn't look, it look like the same thing. Uh-huh. Okay. Bye-bye. Let me get behind the truck. Okay, my apologies. You all get a glimpse of me talking with neighbors. So, thank you for tuning in. This reality, we need more. Look, Mel is like one of my favorite radio show hosts around town. Clay Edwards called his radio show, his podcast, on WYAB Reality Radio. So I guess I'm reality radio, and I love reality shows so much. And we need more reality shows based here in Mississippi. And I have been telling Bravo and Ryan Seacrest for years, like, you don't need to, like, Housewives, Southern Charm. That should be like a Southern Charm, Mississippi. Housewives, believe it or not, we have a lot of Real Housewives right here. So, yeah. So I know there are a couple of reality shows based here, and it have been based here. But, hey. There was a time when we do get a lot of films. We have films in production now. And we have a lot of festivals. And, you know, New Orleans, not only is Atlanta like a big place to make, you know, do TV and films, but New Orleans. And there was a time when we were really, there was a lot going on. It's still a lot like beginning to happen. Matter of fact, the last film that Bruce Willis actively acted in was produced right here in Jackson, you know, back in 2020. So those of you are independent filmmakers and major filmmakers, you know, put Mississippi on your location list to come, or even to come and say, hey, we do need, let's go on great, let's go work with in Mississippi regarding reality shows based there and more films. Not, you know, this is a historical state, yes, but it's good for people to know what's going on right now, you know, and to see what's going on. Do you all hear it? Do you all see it? Do you see the vision? Really. So, you know, that's what... Let's do it. Let's do it. So it's time to conclude the show. We will be back on tomorrow and talk entertainment and lifestyle topics and talk about our lives. And Cousin Linda will be with us, and she will talk about what she has been up to the past few months and where did she and her friends dine today. I know, but I'm not going to say anything until tomorrow when she give us the 411 on what's been going on. So, again, thank you for your love and thank you for your support. You are amazing. We look at the shows that are up. You remember how we used to talk about dating and relationships?
Let's talk more about dating and relationships. And yes, you all, I am single, and thank you all for those of you that pray for me regarding that my last relationship didn't work out. So thank you all for your prayers and support. And I'm, you know, focusing on self-care and self-love and getting my act together. And, you know, and that's what, but you know, life is fun. So let's talk. The Pastor Dungeon, your CEO, I love his, he and his wife love story of how they met on Facebook. You know, and look at them, a very happy couple with business people and with their ministries and their family. You know, from the single, from us single people to married and those dating and those with and without children. Let's talk about dating and relationships and others and what works and what doesn't work and all of that. That was something that we used to love to talk about back in the early days. And, you know, sometimes I would talk about, you know, like, I've never been a person to get on online dating and dating apps and stuff like that, but sometimes for the show purposes would investigate. And when Michael co-hosted with me up until last February, you know, he would talk about things within the gay community. And so that was amazing. That was good. So, you know, and I used to love it when I used to do some of my casts with Ebony Imprint. You know what? I am going to invite her on to give us an update on what she's been doing. She has authored a book, and she's training people. She's doing some awesome things in London. And but I'm going to invite her on because she's an expert in dating and love relationships and been an advisor. So I will invite her on. And there are some social influencers on Instagram that I network with. I'm going to invite them on also to talk. And some, and you know, all my life, for some reason, since like I was about like 19, 18, 17, I have always, and yeah, I married my first husband when I was 19. I've been married twice. For some, and I should put a book or do a documentary asking people to tell me their secrets. Because I love asking people that have been together maybe 2+ years, together or married, what's your secret? And I am just amazed at the answers that I get from being your best friend, putting God first, putting in 100%, not 50%, being yourself, you know, giving each other space. It's just been amazing. So, and and I never had anybody to not answer me, not give me an answer either all these years. And I'm 55 now, and I've been asking people that question forever. So I never had people not give me an answer. Like, well, I don't know. you know, they don't. You know, you stay committed. You got to be through the ups and downs and all of that. So I'm focusing on getting my act together, getting my life together, not thinking, okay, we can save each other. I'm not going to fall for that anymore. Oh, we can save each other. We're in this together. I'm going to make sure I have my, you know, God knows what's best, his will, not mine. But I'm getting my act together, getting my act together. And you never know when Cupid will hit. But that's my situation. So I know many of you have been praying on my overall life and concern also. So, but you know, that's a favorite topic. And also Belinda Bostic Macy now. Lord, I'm calling her Bostic. That's her. I know she had told me that she would come back on and talk about pure romance and being an intimacy expert. Good to have her on to talk with us about what is happening in the intimacy industry. So thank you for former guests and new guests that will be coming on. Yes, thank you. So that's where I'm at right there, getting my
focusing on being a better person, like me, like most of us are doing, focusing on being a better person. If you're single, as a couple, you know, working on, you know, being better, better as an individual, better as a couple, better as a family, better, you know, with your children or better with your pets, like, you know, just being better people. That's what we're focused on, right? So that's why I'm mad, because I know some of you are like, well, she's not mentioning what's going on in her life, but getting my act together, getting my credit score improved, earning money, asking God to lead me and use me to be the best version of myself. And I do feel peaceful, and I do feel happier. And definitely since I'm my health, I'm feeling healthier. I pray that when I schedule my physical exam and when I get taking and my Dr. Quinn, big shout out to Dr. Tim Quinn and his wife, Melissa Quinn, and their staff. So I pray that I'm in better health than the last time I walked in their office. Get my high blood pressure, obesity, hypertension, high cholesterol. So I'm praying, and I took myself off of medicine. So I'm praying I do not have to, you know, be put on, if I have to be put on any type of medication, and that I am in good health. And just like I pray for all of you all also, and I thank you all for your prayers. Some miracles have definitely happened in all levels of my life. All levels. And so I thank you all. I pray for the podcast. I pray for to regain the large audience that have had before, even larger. But I just, like Raphael Sadiq, I've known members of Tony 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 before they created Tony Tony Tony. And I remember when they came during the early days. Like I said, I've known them since they were members of Sheila E.'s band. And I remember us having a conversation. I'm like, wow, because the crowd ended up being big, but I was like, what do you do when there's not a lot of people? Raphael Sadiq, he was Raphael Wiggins at the time, he said, I will perform for one person as if there are a million people. And this was before he became a megastar. And that's amazing. Oh, I mentioned missionary Jacqueline Bolden. The prayer line is larger than life now. But she said that she would sometimes be the only person on the prayer line. And she would sometimes be the only person on the prayer line. When she first started doing prayer lines. And Prophet Anthony Friday Sr. and First Lady Dr. Mrs. Emma Friday, you know, I guess asked her to lead, to partner with them. But she shared in a testimony that there was a time it was just her all by herself. And I guess that's another reason why my late mother, who's a big fan of the show, my co-producer, and loved the audience, loved you all. She always stressed to me, Beth, baby, never give up. You and your friends, you all are my friends, you and your friends never give up. So sometimes it's only us. Sometimes it's just us. So it's important to know that sometimes it won't always be just you. Sometimes it won't always be me. But, you know, God is always with us. God is always with you. God is always with me. So, in conclusion, I would say never give up. Thank you for your continued love and support. Thank you for your patience during the hiatus. Thank you for celebrating the podcast birthday weekend. The first show aired on March the 10th, 2011. and I've reshared that first podcast. It was 15 minutes, meaning to sharing the concept. It's, you know, and you look, we're reinventing. I'm using the word reinventing. Scar, who formerly known as Scar Boy, who I mentioned last week, who also used to co-host Fly Boy Radio with the Lil Flip. A couple of weeks ago, he said, "Hello, beautiful," and we were, you know, we chit-chatted. You know, I was a muse for one of his songs, "Pretty Lady," a few years ago, back in 2018. So I'm talking about, I need a makeover. I'm getting a makeover. And he was like, a makeover? Like, well, a reinvention of myself. And I seen one of my friends, also artist friends, hairstylist, yesterday. He said he was doing, like, reinventing himself. He didn't use the word reinvention, but it was a similar word as reinvention. So I just want to shout out E.B. Eric Brown. Shout him out. He would like, and I invited him on the podcast, so he's coming on. He has written a very interesting song. It's a godly song. It's a question about society, about society, and our relationship with God. And I'm excited to hear the song and see the video. The video concept has my mind blown, and the song topic has blown my mind. So I'm looking forward to him coming on the show and talking about his career in the hair business and definitely in the music business, because that's how we met. Lee King was the manager of the group that he was in at the time, and Lee King was my mentor at the time back in the early 90s when we befriended one another. Amazing how manifestation works, because I chopped my hair off, my shoulder length hair. Yeah, y'all know. You know, that's been like a trend for me the past years. I let my hair grow shoulder length, and then I chop it off. So I cut my hair off again about a month ago. So I still need to get my hair done soon. I need to, for my reinvention new look. I need to get my hair done. And I've been praying, and I ran across this number, but it was like an old number. And then I'm like, I'm wondering if his hair is still the same. I'm wondering if he's at the same shop, but he's at the same salon. But he is, thank God. But he gave me his new number, and then he had some music news also. So, you know, keep manifesting. Keep manifesting and keep releasing and letting go. Like Salt Bay often talks about how important it is to let go. And my mom used to always say, put it all in the hands of the Lord. Not all of it, not some of it. Not most of it, not some of it, but all of it. So put all your cares in God's hand, regardless of your religious faith, you know, Muslim, Jewish, what Hindu, put atheist, put it in the, you know, out there in the atmosphere, my atheist friends. But put it all in God's hands. And it's easier said than done. And that's what I used to tell my mom. I'm like, Mom, it's hard to – I can put most of it, but for some reason, you know, we want to hold on. Our hands just want to grip. Just want to grip and hold on to stuff. But, you know, that's why we have each other. And hearing the reports and seeing the stories of loneliness, you know, to be honest, I'd rather be alone than in a negative atmosphere or in negative situations. But loneliness is a whole other topic, and, you know, people will kill themselves over loneliness. People will get sad and fall into depression. So let's do our best to scratch that loneliness. It's like the biggest thing that's happening not only in America but around the world. Let's try to beat that. Loneliness will cause us to do things that we shouldn't do. So let's do our best to stay in a positive state of mind and have positive mindsets. And when we're alone, do productive things, things that are good for us. Like I've liked to drink since I was a little kid. and lonely alone or not, I would drink. You know, so loneliness can make people do things. I've never been a person to do drugs, but loneliness will make people do things that they shouldn't do, love and have sex with people they shouldn't have sex with, get caught up. Loneliness can make people commit crimes because they're bored. I'm bored and lonely. They didn't do things that they know better to do. And I'm speaking to myself. So it's important for us to feed our minds, not just our bodies, with the way we eat. Because that's another thing. I heard a report last week. Not only loneliness is making the news big time. And here in the States, especially in the southern part of the United States, you know, we have issues because of our foods. Have high obesity rates. There was a report, and I must bring this up during the show tomorrow. There's a report that obesity is the number one malnutrition in the world. Not America. But obesity is the number one reason for malnutrition. Not anorexia, bulimia, but obesity. Obesity is the culprit. So we're lonely and we're fat. That's what the media is telling us and researchers. We got to change that. We got to change it. We got to change that. We got to change it. Yeah. So thank you all for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Thank you for supporting my social media and my other podcasts. Also, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I really appreciate your support. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and we'll be back on tomorrow on our actual birthday, March the 10th. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. God bless. Spread love. Like Prince used to say, make love, not war. Make love, not war. But and make love that make war. That could, you know, make love, create love. Create love. Some of you are thinking like, make. I know. Prince had his ways with words, did he not? So make love, not war. Wow. I'm about to start talking about Prince because for some reason I've been thinking about the controversy happening. Running talk to Russia and all that. For some reason I've been thinking about the controversy album. That was just all his albums were powerful, but that controversy album, oh my God, it was just so amazing. So, of course, we're going to have an open political forum real soon also where we all come together. And we talk from left, right, middle, don't give up, you know what. We're going to talk. But thank you all. God bless America. God bless this beautiful world. I love you, and I appreciate you for sending me prayers. I appreciate those that show me tough love. I thank you for those that don't give a blank. I thank you. And then that makes me think about Madonna. Oh, my God, I'm sending prayers to Madonna also because she's been talking publicly about her near-death experience. But I remember back in the 80s when she won an award and she thanked her, not only her supporters, but she said, I thank also, you know, she thanked her critics because she was like, you made me work even harder, you know. So, you know, sometimes we have to flip it. We have to flip that, what the naysayers say. And sometimes that fuel us anyway. Like, wait a second. I know they didn't say that. So, you know, believe. Now I'm sounding like Coach Brian. Believe in yourself. Thank you for believing. I believe in you. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for the encouragement. The encouragement, and God has just been so good, and I thank Him, and I give God all the glory. So. for the miracles that's happening in my life, in your lives. I thank God. I'm of Christian faith, so I say in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you, and I thank God for my friends and family of different faiths. I thank you for us coming together because we pray to him, God. So 90 seconds for the live streaming. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you in the name of Jesus. Law enforcement passing by, and I always get excited when law enforcement passes by. I've been pro-police since I was a kid. I think it was one of my law enforcement friends. They were going to stop, but they just driving through checking on us. So big shout out to law enforcement and police officers. Thank you for your love and thank you for your thank you for what you do. Those of you that are bad apples, find a desk job or another job. You know, because we need serious cops like those cops in Miami Beach. We need like the police chief Jones. We need good cops that serve and protect the community. That's what we need. We need those kind of law enforcement officers all around the world that patrol our areas. We need to be protected. And see, I grew up in an era where there was officer friendly. And so even as a 55-year-old, when I see this police brutality, and hear even from friends that have experienced police brutality from male and female, I'm just like, oh, my God. You know, so, but I know we are all human. Law enforcement officers are human. But if you, and then, you know, and then I have, my friend, Trent Walker, attorney Trent Walker, big shout out to his wife too, Mrs. Lisa Walker. But he and another attorney, handling that case, well, group of attorneys, the Goon Squad here in Rankin County, here in Mississippi. And then there's another like Goon Squad type they've been busted like in Baton Rouge, right? So, but a big shout out to the law enforcement that's making a difference and going far and beyond of doing their duty and on all levels, federal, state, county, city, Thank you. Thank you. And we support the good cops. And, I'm on the defend side, not the defund side of the aisle. Defend our police, not defund our police. Reform, but not defund. Always, restructure. But, not defund. Oh, my God. But, okay. Thank you all for your love and for your support. And let's have fun on tomorrow. When Cousin Linda would join us. And thank you. And God bless. Believe in yourself and be grateful. Gratitude is the best attitude. Thank you.